You're listening to KPCR 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. This is Salt Lake Dirt with Kyler Bingham. We are continuing our coverage of FilmQuest 2023 up in Provo, Utah, one of the best genre festivals in the world, honestly. I've seen some incredible short films. I'm still watching as many as I can. Great features as well. Everything has just been a blast. And we have a filmmaker with us today. Very excited to see his film when I get the chance. The film is called Ensouled, and Mo Najati is with us today. Am I saying that right, Mo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks for being here. I know it's hectic. Festival season is hectic for everyone. And you made quite the trip to come out to Utah for this. So that is so exciting.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I did actually. I came all the way from London. I've heard so many great things about FilmQuest. And it just, when I got in, to be honest, I didn't even expect to be getting in. And I just thought I just cannot miss this, regardless of the trip. So yeah, I had to make it down here, you know.
Oh, that's so exciting. So tell us about the film and how the idea came to you.
Okay, great. So the film is basically a sci-fi and sort of set in a kind of dystopian future. It follows this grieving woman who's trying to reunite with her partner in the afterlife. In terms of the idea, this has been an idea that I've been developing with my co-writer for some time now. So I think 2016 or something. Wow. And it started, you know, I was in this acting workshop because I come from a documentary background. And, I realized if I want to start making narrative and genre films, I need to understand how to deal with actors. Because as a documentary filmmaker, you don't know how to deal with actors, right?
Right.
I was in London. I wanted to do some workshops, and I met Fabrizio, my co-writer, and back then, and he told me he had this cool idea for a dystopian film. Sent me this, the script, and I read it, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. But maybe we can develop it further. It wasn't into the sci-fi much. It was more into a dystopian fiction. And then we started, and I started to build on it for my love for sci-fi. I love sci-fi. I grew up, I think I got into cinema because of The Matrix, the original Matrix. Mm. That's the film that really got me into wanting to make films. So yeah, I couldn't help it. And we started to co-write and collaborate, and we grew the story bit by bit.
Oh, that's great. I love that you like trying to understand how actors work. I think that is so great that you took a workshop and kind of threw yourself into that world to hopefully gain some insight. What were some big takeaways you got from that before you started actually working with actors? What were some things that you found helpful that carried over into the making of the film?
Oh, many things. First of all, to be honest, the respect, I always respected actors, but after that workshop, after doing some improv myself, the amount of respect I had for actors after that, putting yourself out there in such situations, I really understood how hard it is and how difficult it is to be in these situations. Now, if you don't do it, if you're just directing, you don't know how what they go through, you will never understand it. Because in the workshop, I had to do acting, mm-hmm. and it is hard. It's emotionally draining. And I'm an introvert as well. So being in a room full of people and trying to pretend being someone else and try to read lines and try to remember every move. I gained so much respect for it. Now, obviously, after that, I wanted to learn how to speak to actors because, I was doing some research and I understand, the last thing they want to hear is a line reading. It's not about that. You have a script. They're supposed to come in there and make it come to life, make your characters come to life. So how do you guide them without over-directing them? How do you talk to them in a way where they can give you what you want as a director, but also give them the room to enjoy it and do what they're good at? And that's what I learned in the workshop, basically giving them something called playable actions instead of if there's a scene, people talking, and it's like, well, what's the subtext? Right. But you don't just say, oh, do it more angry or do it more sad. That doesn't help them.
Yeah.
You know, I have to learn the language they speak in to be able to help them. And then you start to talk about things where, like, the way they need to approach it is it needs to be a playable thing. Like, no, you do this line like you're trying to grab this person's attention. You do this line or you this scene, you want to push them away. And this is where actors, the actor mind kick in. And then they start to add color. So yeah, that really helped me in the sci-fi genre because I'm dealing with, you know, robots in my story that are very human-like. So I needed them to be, I guess I needed to find the right balance between, you know, they needed to be very human-like, but also a hint of being rigid and machine-like. And that fine line is very, very hard to find sometimes.
Yeah.
You can watch Blade Runner as much as you want. It's a very, very hard line to sort of find because my story has also humans in them that are more robotic. You know, there's a kind of flip. There's a sort of a juxtaposition. Mm-hmm. So also when you work with the actors who are like, I guess, human in the story, but they're more robotic, then how do you differentiate that? So these are the things that, you know, we were experimenting with. And yeah, it was really helpful understanding how to talk to actors, to be honest.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you come from a documentary background. I'm curious, when you were initially interested in filmmaking, was it documentary first that caught, like, that you wanted to make? Or were narratives, like, where, when you started, when you were younger, what was your passion kind of directed towards, whether you kind of fell into documentary or that was like a conscious choice to go that route?
No, to be honest, I always wanted to make narrative and fiction, and I always wanted to work with like scripts and actors. I grew up in a small town outside of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And back then, you know, the infrastructure for narrative was not there. Now it's grown over the past 20 years. But back then, there was not much I could do as a director. I couldn't find a lot of things I needed to make narrative films. Now, maybe part of that is also my you know, my kind of lack of understanding where to find these things. So I sort of went and started to look for authentic stories that are documentary. You know, find authentic people with, you know, great stories, interesting characters, and just try to tell their stories. So it was out of necessity. Right. But then it grew on me. I really enjoyed making documentaries because it's a different process. You know, it's more about dealing with, you know, people and more about having people trusting you enough to tell you their story to, you know, to basically contribute. And without them, you don't have much. It's you there trying to tell their story. So it's a different process. But yeah, no, I always wanted to do the narrative. Documentary was out of necessity. It grew on me, but you know, the moment I moved to the UK 7 or 8 years ago, and London has that infrastructure. We have so many actors. I immediately started to pivot because that was the plan.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So tell us about FilmQuest, the experience, the film screened yesterday. Tell us about your experience. Have you seen the film with an audience before this, or was this the first time you were able to experience it with a crowd? What was kind of going through your mind? What were you excited about, nervous about? Like, how did it go yesterday?
I mean, first of all, I have to say, you know, FilmQuest really exceeded my expectations. I've heard about it a lot before. You know, a lot of good people who attended told me great things, but I've been here now 3 days and it's amazing. There is care for the filmmaker. They care about the filmmakers. It's not just show your film and leave. There's a lot, you know, there are festivals who are like that, you know?
Sure.
So it's been really, like, I would say it was worth coming all the way just for this. You know, I really enjoyed it. I feel there's care, there's support, you know. Now the screening, this was, when I submitted the film, it was a work in progress. There was a lot of missing online work, as in coloring, sound, visual effects. And to be honest, like I said earlier, I didn't expect to get in. But then when I got in, I had to panic to finish the film in time. So I luckily finished it in time, and the guys, you know, Jonathan and the team were very flexible, helped me a lot to give me some time to, I had to finish it. I couldn't screen it unfinished. And yeah, yesterday was my first screening with an audience. I was nervous because it's the first time I see how would people react to this.
Yeah.
And it was packed. The screening was packed. And yeah, I think it was good. I, you know, obviously my director and editor mind thought about a couple of things where, like, maybe we could do this better now. Sure, maybe sure. For the next screening, I'll work on the mix a little bit more. But yeah, it was a great experience. I, you know, a lot of people seem to like it. I think it was great. It's always so much better when you watch it with the audience. It's just amazing. It's a little bit nerve-wracking because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what people perceive the film. Right. But it's amazing.
Well, yeah, you become so close to it that you don't see it. You're not able to see it the way that other people see it. So that's got to be nerve-wracking walking into it. But I think the great thing about shorts blocks is you get, like you just said, a packed audience typically, and you have such a variety of different people coming out and supporting different films that the energy is very heightened, and it just seems like a very very smart audience who is appreciative of good filmmaking. So that's great. I'm glad it went well. As we kind of finish up here, let's where can people find you online to keep up with your work? Keep like kind of up to date with Ensouled and where it'll be playing later. Any spots online that people can follow you?
Of course. I'm generally mainly on Instagram now. So my handle is at Monajati. That's MoeNajati. That's where I share the most of the news about the film. And I haven't gotten into the, I didn't do the page for the film yet. You know, my social media skills are still sort of developing. But yeah, my personal page, you know, you can get some info there about the film, and I'm keeping everyone updated. So,
oh, that's great. That's great. Well, yeah, thank you. So I'm glad we were able to connect. I love talking to filmmakers, especially ones that have come from such like great distances. That always just makes me so happy. And I'm glad that Film Quest, you know, exceeded your expectations. That's what I keep hearing from people, especially people who travel very far to come here. It just sounds like it's always a great experience and just a really cool community that Jonathan fosters among the filmmakers and anyone involved with the festival. So again, thank you so much. And
thank you.
You know, enjoy the rest of your time here in America. And I wish you the best with the film. And please let me know if I can help promote it in any other way. Very much looking forward to seeing it. And yeah, this was a great chat. Thanks, Mo.
Great. Thank you very much.